Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, here are some important new books you will not learn about on UNCTV's North Carolina Book Watch. Well, before I explain about that, let me tell you a little bit about the books. Popular novelist Clyde Edgerton's Papa Daddy's Book for New Fathers, Advice to Dads of All Ages, is based on what he has learned as the older father of three young children. He'll be 69 on May 20th. Well, those extra years of writing, teaching, and living have taught him some things that young parents might not know. First of all, he's learned to laugh at himself. You can see his smile when you read about how he recommends installing the car's child seat weeks before the baby comes, because he said it just took him weeks to practice and learn how to accomplish that task. Just as Edgerton's wonderful novels have given us a record of our changing region and its peoples, so does Charlotte Observer retired chief photographer Don Sturkey in This Old Wheel Will Roll Around Again, a pictorial history of the South 1950 to 1990, with more than 200 photos of mill workers, tenant farmers, civil rights protesters, Ku Klux Klan rallies, Vietnam protesters, and famous people, all interspersed with lovely and provocative pictures of ordinary life in our region. In The Seventh Angel, Alex McKeithen chronicles his experiences as a junior year abroad student when what he calls the happiest time of my life exploded into a full-blown manic episode while he was in Paris. Thinking he was the seventh angel described in the book of Revelation, he ran nude through Paris, warning that the last day had arrived. And his account of his painful recovery and return to productive life is both gripping and inspirational. Similarly, in Cobalt Blue, Peggy Payne's fictional character, a 38-year-old Pinehurst artist, is consumed by uncontrollable sexual arousal and activity, a condition that may be explained by a feature of a brand of Asian yoga known as Kundalini Rising. The author's husband warns that this book is, quote, not for the faint-hearted. You know, Tom Earnhardt, the host of the popular UNCTV program Exploring North Carolina, his new book, Crossroads of the Natural World, Exploring North Carolina with Tom Earnhardt. It's been called a love letter to the wild places and natural wonders of North Carolina. And Earnhardt takes his readers across our state, explaining its rich diversity and illustrating it with lavish photographs. Danny Bernstein takes us across North Carolina in a different way in her new book, The Mountains to Sea Trail Across North Carolina, Walking 1,000 miles Through Wildness, Culture, and History. Although that trail is a work in progress, Bernstein persuaded this reader that the sights and experiences along the way make the long journey well worthwhile. Well, why aren't these great books on North Carolina Book Watch? It's because that program has completed its tapings for the season. And now, North Carolina Now, UNCTV's 7:30 p.m. weekday evening news program, is featuring timely reviews about these and other new North Carolina books. I hope you'll watch. This is D.G. Martin.